From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. Pharmaceutical industry executives are expected at the White House tomorrow. President Trump says he'll sit down with them to talk drug prices after signing several executive orders, which the White House says will help bring those prices down. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Good morning.
Good morning, Sabri.
So what's this meeting about exactly?
Right. So it's about one of the changes the president is proposing, and it's got the pharmaceutical industry up in arms. It has to do with what's called most favored nation status, meaning U.S. drug prices would be set based on the lowest prices other countries pay. This would only apply to Medicare patients and drugs administered in a doctor's office. I spoke this morning with Gerard Anderson, professor of health policy and management at Johns Hopkins University, and I asked him why the pharmaceutical industry is opposed to this change.
Because we pay 3 to 4 times what other countries pay for the same drugs, this is why they earn all their profits. So if you bring the prices down to what other countries pay, they are going to lose a significant profit margin.
Now, Trump says he is delaying this rule change for a month. He wants to hear from pharmaceutical industry executives, and that's what the meeting is supposed to be about tomorrow.
The president signed several executive orders on Friday aimed at drug prices. What would the others do?
Well, among the other orders is allowing the importation of cheaper drugs from other countries, also requiring drug rebates paid to insurers and others to get passed down to patients. That would lower prices, presumably. In terms of impact, Professor Anderson says it could take years for these orders to get implemented.
They will have absolutely no impact until they become final rules. They just are ideas like an academic like myself would have and say, this is what you should do. But until they become actual rules and regulations, they have no impact.
And I should mention that these ideas have been proposed before, but not gotten much traction. And Democrats criticized Trump's orders as not going far enough.
Okay. Marketplace's Nova Sappho. Thank you.
You're welcome.